Hi, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
You sound well. Are you fine?
No, so far so good. I'm getting there.
Thank you. Now I'm happy to see you back on the
No, thank you so much.
Hey, Dumelang kaofela.
Hey, Jume.
Kajena. I think badimo
Opa diatla ka
ha ke
nnete,
rakwa
that's
leso le
why I
kae.
care no. With
Eh?
how are you? Network e mpontsha di flames and a le hona
Le
tse ke light a hona
bua ke
ntho
e fa
a hona
trouble.
electricity
Le na ke ulo shedi ka bua ke.
a ke utlwa le hantle
Ha o tswana hantle ne.
yo
Try to check
hai
the position
maba
hanyane.
ne e kgane nna honorable khadi botsho ya ka ha e tsopara hantle honorable khai ha ke audible enough am I not audible enough
You are clearer now.
am I shaky
Yeah. You are
oh
clearer.
okay
Yeah.
thank you Cindy Can you flag the agenda while we are still waiting for the few minutes?
Well, Chairperson, good morning.
Kemangaro, yano, kichade. Good morning, I think. The co-chairperson is also struggling. She'll join us, hopefully. She's
Yes,
also struggling. If you can just check her, Cindy, before we start. We are left with 6 minutes.
Yes, I spoke to Ma'am Marve earlier. She was having load shedding, but it also appeared like the power in her neighborhood was completely off, not just due to load shedding. She suspected there was some cable theft, but I'm going to call her now to see if she managed to get to a better position.
Good morning, Jefferson. Hi, Cindy.
Morning, Mr. Singh.
How are you doing?
Well, thanks, and you?
Good, thanks. Yeah, I'm not hearing the chairperson, but I want to leave at 9:25.
Okay.
I've got a subcommittee on rules at 9:30, and so is Honorable Ateb. Okay.
Thank you, Mr.
Yeah.
Singh.
Hopefully, we may finish by then. We'll see.
Yes, at least with the reports, because our reports are overdue, are long outstanding.
Okay, all right. Okay, so we'll see how it goes. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Singh.
Recording in progress.
Good morning, members. I just want to see if Member Sangha spoke. Since Member Sangha has been disconnected, just to alert you that we now have a quorum on the inner and the NCFP side. And as soon as Member Sangha joins, we can go ahead.
I'd like to propose that Honorable Khadebe should take the chair in the meantime whilst we're waiting, because the Honorable Singh has indicated that they have a meeting that starts before 9:30 on the rules.
Thank you, Mr. Hyde.
Honorable Chair, Honorable High, and Honorable Members, ne, I think it's true that let us start, ne, so that if we correct, we just agree on the minutes. Ne, because if Member Shangu comes back, ne, I think that what will be outstanding is just the issue of the adoption. Honorable Members, I think what is important here today, as you know, that we are having this thing is known as load shedding. We experience problems even where we are now, this load shedding. So if we can rush through this thing, we can be able to adopt these minutes if we just get one from the side of the NCOP. Congress, I think that honorable members, you are welcome into this meeting. And then is there in the roll call, Cindy, are there any apologies which were given to you?
Morning, Mr. Khadebe. No, the only apology we received was from Ms. Mabe because she has technical difficulties. And also just to confirm that on the NCOP side, even without Ms. Masango, we do have a quorum.
So what happening is this meeting is correct now.
Yes, but Mama Sango is also joining right now. I've admitted her now. So she just joins. But we are good to go because we have a quorum on both sides.
Yeah, no, I think that the sooner we do it. Mama Sango, are you able to chair again? I see her.
She only just connected, so she's probably...
Hey, Dumelang kaofela. Ntate Tim, le ntate Mletsane.
Chair, my hand is up. Thank you.
All right, Honorable Lesoma.
Good morning, Chair. My apology. At 5:30, I will stay on the platform, but I have to attend the same meeting that Honorable Singh is attending, the subcommittee of the road. Thanks, Chair.
All right, thank you. I think that the sooner we start, the better. When Mema Shang is able to chair, she should just indicate. But we have to adopt this report and then. So I think that, Cindy, thank you for the indication of the land on the side of the apologies that we've got. Only one on the side of the co-chairperson, Mabe. And then I think that can you fly the minutes of the 2nd of December as quickly as possible so that we go through them. Yes, Cindy?
Mr. Hadebe, I don't know, I'm not sure if I'm muted, but Mr. Hadebe, I was wondering if we could perhaps start with the report, and if we don't have time to adopt our minutes while members are still here, that's fine, but our reports, if we could ATC our reports, we need to adopt them.
All right.
One is fine, Chair, but my worry is that we have been banking minutes because of the quorum, and I thought the rationale that you were suggesting was proper. But again, right. I'm not too sure because we've already agreed with her. My worry is that we have got three sets of minutes, which means even today's one also would be pending as well, which then doesn't bring...
No. Let's quickly go through the minutes, Cindy. First, the minutes of the 2nd of December, because they are not voluminous like the report.
Okay.
Slide the minutes and then we pass through. Thank you, Honorable Somo.
Can you see them, Mr. Hadebe?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, let me try again. Are they visible?
Yes.
Are they good now?
Yeah, they are good.
Yes, yes.
Honorable members, we are on page one. The very page one. Is there any trend smash there? None. Attendance, the names of the people are well written. Page two. Yes, we're fine. Page three. Page four. On page four, is there anything, honorable members? And then page six. On page six, there's a problem and at 2.225. The strategic manager and governance explained that all transition services, it must either be translation or interpretation services. I was not in that meeting, but it cannot be transition services.
2.25.
Yeah, please. Look at that. 2.25, yes.
Translation. Oh, yeah, there we go. Thank you, Mr. Khadebe.
Yeah. On page 7, is there any other issue, Honourable Members? The issue of petitions was dealt with in the beginning of the briefing on 2022 media report. I see Tim was part of the meeting, and Honourable Khai was part of the meeting, and Honourable Mletane and Honourable Soma, you can help us there. On page 8.
Nothing.
All right, let's pass. Can someone, can those honorable members who were there propose that the minutes be adopted? Can we have one proposal either from
I propose that the minutes be adopted. In fact, that those will be the only minutes I have a right to adopt.
Is there any second for that?
Mr. Master can share with that amendment that we made in terms of the logic of right. Thanks, Chair.
No, thank you. Thank you. The minutes are passed. Is there any objection?
None.
Let's go to the minutes of the 24th of February.
Are they visible, Mr. Khadebe?
Yeah, they're visible now. And then page 1. Page 2. On page 2, on the media and guests, you know, the senior researcher from the African Nation is a Mr., not Miss. It's Mr., not Miss. No? And then on page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Is there anything? Can we have a proposal for the adoption of those? The people who've got the right to propose are Tim, Mr. Mletane, and Mr. Soma,
and my hand is up since everyone is quiet. May I move for the right. Adoption of the minutes as a true reflection, Chair? Thank you.
No, thank you, Honourable Soma. Any second for
Mletane seconding.
Thank you, Honourable Mletane. The minutes are duly adopted. And then we've got this voluminous report. On the minutes of the third of March. Yeah. The 3rd of March, Mr. Tim is still there, and Mr. Mletane is still there. And then Mel Soma is there. And then First page, nothing, the names are in order. Third page, fourth page, fifth page. Seventh page, eighth page, Yes, Kiyama thing. And then on the ninth page, Cindy, on 3.2.4, the issue of the multi-party steering committee for regular on the progress in the was not agreed upon. But I see in the later part is also reflected that, but it was not agreed upon. I think it was rejected on the very first instance because the Joint Standing Committee is the one which must oversight the project.
Apologies, Mr. Hadebe. I think you were cut off for a few minutes. I didn't hear the beginning of that on page 9.
On page 9, 3.2.4.
3.2.4. Bullet 3. This one, Mr.
Yeah, we didn't agree on the bullet 3. Né? What you agreed upon is the next bullet, that the Joint Standing Committee on Financial Management is the one who's going to do oversight on this.
So we did not agree on bullet 3, so this
Yes.
So I can delete this one, if I just make a note.
We agreed on the following bullet. That one is the standing committee stands.
Actually, Chair, if I may, in support of your point, it was a seeking clarity and it was misunderstood as if there's a need of the multi-party steering committee. It was a technical committee that was referred to. So you are correct that let it be taken out there. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Soma. And then let's go to page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Page 14. And then on page 14, we're firm on the issue 3.322. 3.322.
Yes,
we're firm on the issue of the provision of the office space for members. It was not either or. It was the issue of the office space for members must be provided for, and also the what's this thing? The committee rooms.
The committee rooms. Yeah.
But the priority still remains the office space.
So, Mr. Hadebe, apologies. Which part would you like me to change?
Sorry?
Is there anything that you would like me to change in this paragraph?
Yeah, what is it? Other members felt that the members of the management, without office, that's what we framed. You know?
Yes.
That's what we firmed up, that the issue of the offices must be a priority.
Okay, so are you satisfied with 3.3.22 as it is?
Some members were of the view that committee meeting venues and plenary spaces should be a priority instead of office. The one instead of all right, it was a view, but what we adopted is that the offices are a priority.
Okay. So is it then, because I was putting both views that were raised in the meeting, so I think I could add a sentence that says it was agreed that office space should enjoy
prioritize. Should be prioritized, not prioritized, Cindy.
Super prioritized, yeah. There you are. And then we go to 16. Yes, no problem. 17, no problem. Number 19, no problem. Yeah. And then we'll go to page 20. Is there a proposal? Is there a proposal for
I'll
this ministry?
I'll propose.
Who's proposing?
Tim.
Oh, Tim, how are you, Tim?
I'm fine now. I'm fine, my brother.
I'm fine. Any second for Honorable Tim? Honorable Soma?
Yes, Chair. I do second the motion moved by Honorable Tim to adopt the minutes. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. And then Cindy, then we'll go to the reports now.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I've got the committee's report on the draft 2023-2024 annual performance plan.
Yes. The draft on the 20 annual performance plan, eh? Yes. Let's start with that one. Page one. Page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. Page 7, page 8, page 9. Page 10, page 11, page 12, page 13, page 14, I request that page 14 on part D, we go sentence by sentence, because now it becomes recommendations, you know?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, let's go sentence by. The committee recommends that 5.1, the committee recommends that the institution develops its budget process before the consideration of 2024-25 draft annual plans and budget. The budget process will assist as far as ensuring the parliament is able to support an angle for the granting of institutions funding request. We agreed with that recommendation. Honourable members, let's run.
Chair, can I suggest that you continue doing that? If we want to intervene, we'll raise our hands or our voices.
Fine. Please raise your voice, ne? Because I'm looking at the report through the screen here. And then number two, the committee that Parliament develops a performance in measuring the delivery of services under page 3. The committee is pleased that engagement between National Treasury and the Executive Authority to address Parliament's budget allocation have commenced and appear to be bearing fruit. The committee should receive an update on the progress made in this regard, as well as on efforts underway to resolve permit liability. Number four, with regard to the... Yes?
If we may, then can I confirm that our understanding on all these points, because we said they must report to us in 30 days, then it's applicable to all the items where it's possible, so that there is a timeline. A decision without a timeline can't be monitored. Thanks, Chair.
All right. Thank you, Sis. With the regard of the institution's efforts to build a more effective and efficient parliamentary service, the committee should be provided with quarterly updates on the progress made in terms of each intervention. The committee should be provided with on how the performance in relation to the Office of Institutions Supporting Democracy, Parliamentary Affairs, Post Treasury Advice Office, NLS, is measured. The committee recommends that every avenue be pursued to ensure that vast majority of citizens are able to access information about parliamentary committee meetings and plenaries. Parliamentary meetings should not be aired on a pay-to-view channels, but should be broadcasted on SABC free-to-view platform or on the special channel for which the institution is seeking licensing. The committee requests quarterly progress on the reports on intervention the parliamentary committee is working on. I think that one is a good recommendation. The committee recommends that the regulations referred to Chapter 9 of the FMPPLA be developed and finalized as a matter of agency and before the end of 23-24 financial year. The committee be provided with quarterly update and a report on that regard. We are basically in the last quarter. No, we're not there. We're fine. Here are the recommendations. Are we agreed with these recommendations? Yes.
I know that I might have had difficulties with the network on the day. I remember I was in and out. But yes. Can you just assist me? Probably you would. How did women dealt with the issue of institutionalization of the Office of the Chief Whip? At one stage, I had that discussion, but I'm not too sure how did we finally say it's going to progress. I think for now, without clouding the issues, that's it. But also, the second one, in terms of, I know in the minutes, but we never discuss it. I'm not too sure whether it will be here or a standalone fresh item. The issue of this committee, having now appreciated our mandate fully, that we are supposed also to guide the parliament in terms of the best practices, either in terms of tools of trade, in terms of the capabilities of the committee rooms, which I must quickly say that Mr. Khai or Honorable Khai and Honorable Tim will agree with me that even the NCOP committee rooms, they've got challenges with their capabilities in the committee rooms. Hence, they are now on full visual again, which we thought that they are commencing in terms of physical sittings. But that's not the issue I'm raising. But I'm just saying that probably there might be a need of international study, a proposition that we can put forward to be processed, probably to look at the end of June after we finish our budget votes. Thanks, Chair.
All right. Thank you, Honorable Soma. I see you've raised a lot about three things. Né? The first one, the issue of the institutionalization of the chief whip's office. Né? I think that it was not dealt with here. Né? Yeah, so I think that it can be a standalone item, né? in the program coming up. Né? Also, the issue of, if we can look at the issue of the restoration of parliament, That report also indicates that we have to improve what we have on the side of Parliament. So the issue of the committee rooms are part of that. So I just like the issue of the Wi-Fi on the NCOP side, there's no such. So I think that when the Cindy, when the Secretary to Parliament and the Executive Authority come and present on the issue of the restoration of Parliament, the issue of the committee rooms, and then there must be, it must be a standalone item. And then, because when I look at the problem too, is that I see that even the extended, not the extended, the what did these committees were having? Not the extended, it used to be extended public committees. What do we call them now?
Select committees.
No, that one used to have even in the NA. You know, what usually chair, honorable chair, honorable Soma. The other committees.
What the ad hoc committees, ad hoc committees. Ad hoc committees.
When we are having those committees, they are going to be, we are going to have use the good hope chamber and S12. When we are dealing with the budget votes, we are going to have that. So I think that when they come and report. So what must happen? I'm an old hand here. That's why I'm used to extended committees. So the sector to Parliament plus the executive authority must give us how far they are going to improve that, because it's a setback. We did expect that the NSOP should be fully functional. But I think that it must go as part of the report when they come and deal with the restoration of Parliament. So I suggest that let us adopt also the issue of the study tour, which we are raising. Let's give it to the co-chairpersons to look at that, and then we take a decision, let's say, in the later meetings. But when coming to these recommendations, is there any recommendation which we've got a problem with, or we just adopt this report as it is drafted?
Chair, if I may, then, because you said you must shout with a voice.
Yeah.
With that explanation, I'm quite happy. Thus, I would like to move that the report be adopted with those recommendations. Thank you very much, Chair.
All right, thank you. Any seconder for the report? Tim, you're part of the meeting.
Good morning, Chair. I do second the report.
Thank you, Honorable Marshall. You're definitely part of the meeting on that thing. It's passed. Let's go to the next report, Cindy.
Next report. Oh, good. Apologies.
Third quarter report.
Apologies.
22-23.
I'm sorry, I've given you that. Let me just give you the next one while I sort out the mid-year report. This is the report on Parliament's performance in the third quarter of 22-23.
Let's see. Yes, that one. Yes, first page. No problem. Second page. No problem. Third page. Fourth page. Fifth page. Sixth page. Seventh page. Eighth page. Ninth page. 10 page. Yes, and page. Twelfth page. Eighteenth page. Fourteenth page. Financial information, and then 13th page. And then 16th page. Again, we go to part D and look at the recommendations. The first recommendation is 6.1. Filling of critical vacancies. The committee should receive quarterly updates on the filling of all vacancies, in particular those at senior management level. I think we are all agreed on that. The organizational realignment. The committee is concerned about the apparent slow implementation of the organizational realignment project and should receive a detailed briefing or report on it, as well as reasons for the apparent delay in finalizing it. We have also noted that some vacant posts cannot be filled until this process has been finalized. This places further agents on ensuring the process is finalized before the start of the seventh parliament. I think we agreed on that. We are adamant on that issue. And then 6.3, the council should receive detailed briefing on how performance was managed across, how the performance is managed across the institution and at every level. How the performance is managed. The institution should find ways of encouraging far greater participation in the clients and certification survey that now form the basis of performance. In particular, many certification surveys should be completed, should be for each committee activity in order to ensure that committees receive adequate support. That's agreed. Even this one, we're adamant, because at the end of the day, the work of Parliament is in the portfolio committees and joint standing committees. You agreed on that one. Is there any addition which you think should have been added on this recommendation?
Chair?
Yes.
If I may, but probably I might be confusing committees where I partake. The issue of, I think it was Honorable Mauto, if I'm not mistaken, the issue of the then acting secretary, and it's the issue that we should be also be taken to confidence in terms of the update, which had nothing to do with the quarterly report that we're looking at. Because if we don't find a way, how do we manage issues that are not necessarily had anything to do with the actual report in question when we are dealing with it? How do we then, the other issues that would have a general understanding that we would love to get an update on those matters. Probably, let me raise it differently, the way I'm calling it now, so that we don't confuse the quarterly report as well as the issues that are outside that. Probably we must find a cleaner way how to manage that one. I'm just flagging that. I've changed my orientation on that. I'm flagging it. Secondly, Chair, may I request that before the co-chairs write off the report for being 80 seat, can our content advisor ensure that in terms of, in particular in budget, that the figures are correct to cross-check with the original submission and what then our report is, that we don't also make the millions to be the thousands and all those things. It's very critical because the finances also are the basis of our oversight. Thanks, Chair.
No, thank you. Thank you, Honorable Soma. I think on the issue of the former acting secretary to Parliament, you are correct that you cannot put it on the quarterly report. But what you can do, there's nothing stopping us as a committee to request a report on the side of the secretary to Parliament, and not even the secretary from the executive authority. that they give us a briefing on what happened, you know, so that those things which has happened cannot occur again, so that we see how we support the, because one of the things which make the public service to bleed, you know, is when we don't give attention to their problems and their needs. So that if there was a problem with the former acting secretary to parliament, we must know so that that problem cannot cascade to the new secretary. So I think that the briefing we must be given a briefing from in some other time. But I think that, again, let us leave it in the capable hands of the court chairpersons and how they're going to handle that. Yeah. They must just give, they must see when they can slot it in our committee program, that we must get a briefing around that. You know? And then number two, on the issue of cross-checking the figures, is very important. I'm in agreement with you that it must be done. You know? The content advisor must look at it, that the figures correspond to the actual original documents from the budget itself, you know? And then from the budget, it also translates as the expenditure was being done. You know? So I agree with that. But on the issue of the recommendations of this report, are we okay with that? If we are okay, can...
Can I formally agree that we move for the adoption? Chair, can I formally move for the adoption of the report, having explained some of the issues, how to they're going moving forward, being going to be handled? Thank you so much. I move.
All right. Thank you, Honourable Soma. Any second for that? Honourable Tim, you're part of the meeting, eh? Let me just...
Chairperson, I'll second.
All right. Thank you, Mr.
Singh.
Honourable Singh. Yeah, thank you, Honorable Singh. And then the last one is the issue of the committee program. Ne? Can you flag that, Cindy?
Yes, so one report left. It's media report. I'm just locating, finding it quickly.
How come I don't have that report?
I'm
finished all the reports here.
Then
I'll be in trouble myself.
Okay.
So I've not have gone through it.
Oh, I can leave.
Is the report based on what, Cindy?
It's a report on the mid-year performance report, which we received last year, which I also shared last year, but it appears I saved them incorrectly, and that is why I thought I'd sent it, and members probably received one report twice. So I will postpone that, but I can leave that one for next.
No, it was sent.
It was sent. Oh, good. Because it seems I'm just going to find it here among the reports that that media one. I don't know what happened.
Cindy,
yes, so what?
Honorable Singh and Honorable Lissoma are leaving at 1:30. Yeah. They have to look in the other meetings. Can we defer that report and bring it back so that we look at the program, so that we can have an adopted program? I don't know, Honorable Khai, whether you agree with that, so that the issue of the adoption of the program...
Oh, no adopted. Problem, sir.
Yeah, please.
No, I agree, sir.
Yeah. Cindy, let's defer that report to the next meeting. Yeah.
Okay,
and then let's look at the program quickly.
I'm just going to look for the program. Meeting.
Definitely, it's not a program. The one is on the screen now.
It's not a... Is it there now, Jay?
Yeah. Yeah, it is there. Let's look page 1, page 2. That's what we dealt with.
Today.
Can you pass me? Yes. Yeah, that's on page 2. That's what we dealt with now. is the committee. And then let's look on Friday, the 28th. There's no meeting because basically we're on leave on that week. Next week we'll be on leave. And then on Friday, the 5th of May, there's a parliamentary performance for quasi considering the adoption of committee meeting minutes. I suggest that report, Cindy, is slotted there, so that it cannot be outstanding for a longer period of time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then the next one is Friday, the 12th, update on the reconstruction of building of parliament. Yes, this is the one. Yes, I think that's correct. I think what we must add now is what Honorable Soma raised earlier. The issue of the committee room, the functionality of the NCOP wing. The functionality of the NCOP wing. They must also give us an update on the renovation or restore or on the issue of the offices, isn't it?
Yes, that is included. It is included. And Chair, just a reminder that is the meeting that members agreed that our restoration update meetings should take place at Parliament. So I'm just reminding members, and then also that members agreed that with that meeting, we should also be given opportunity, the committee should be given opportunity to see the damaged buildings, which have now been made safe.
No, agreed, Cindy. That's what we agreed upon. And Chair, then, yes?
Chair, just for explicit purpose, these meetings, even the virtual meetings, are taken as a precinct of Parliament. If then we say at Parliament, we rather say physically.
Thank you. You're all right. I think you're correct. Physical meeting at Parliament.
We've got our venue, so it is
M514.
Yeah, sure.
Chairman, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, I think all meetings we decided yesterday are going to be physical from the 9th of May onwards. So that's something we have to note as well.
All right. All the meetings.
Yeah,
yes, that's the meetings. Yeah. Oh, Honorable Singh, can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, I said it was decided at programming that all meetings should be physical, and they told us about the committee rooms that are available. So I think for now, we must assume that every meeting is going to be physical from the 12th of May onwards, and then we take it from there if there are any other difficulties.
No, agreed. I think it's a good decision, that one. So that one on the 12th, definitely it should be in one of the committee rooms in Parliament. And then that one of the 19th, and then the issue of organizational restriction and filling of critical vacancies. That's what, yes? Member Sang, you're back. No, take a seat.
No, you can continue. I've been back for some few minutes. Can I request that Cindy must be quick in making an application for a committee room for all our meetings? The quicker do it, better, because it's first come, first serve.
All right. Oh, understood, comrades. Honorable Cindy, I see the hand of Mme Khwarube.
Chair, I just want to find out from Cindy. We have our budget vote at the end of May, and so I'm assuming one of the meetings has to essentially brief us accordingly. So I see the 19th of May is only about the organizational structure and critical vacancies. I don't know if we need, I think we probably need to let the institution know that we would like to be briefed ahead of the budget vote, because that's happening at the end of May sometime. So yeah, it's just something to take note of. Thanks.
No, I agree with you, Honorable Honorable Khwarube, I think the 19th of May will be the ideal date, né, that the Secretary to Parliament, the Executive Authority, take us through the issue of the budget of Parliament. Yeah. The issue of the budget of Parliament. Can you include that, Cindy, please?
I will include it. I'm making notes on this side so I can amend the program in one go to.
All right.
Oh.
No. Thank you. Honorable Fai.
Okay.
I was to respond on the issue of meetings in person. So I think I'm covered by thing, because I thought that that would include the 5th of May, but he said after the 9th, so I'm covered. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Otherwise,
Honorable Soma.
The problem on the 5th.
Okay.
Honorable Soma.
Thank you very much. The point that we have agreed on, which it does also make sense, it does help us to have time. If the program also can accommodate the adoption then of the budget report, because that one is going to be a separate sitting, because we still have to read and reflect and come back then formally adopt it before it gets debated. Thank you very much.
So the adoption of that report must then go on to the 26th, né? Because the debate is on the 30th. So the adoption of that budget report must be done on the 26th. Can you include that, Cindy, on that part?
Yes, Chair, just to remind the Chair that unlike other committees, our committee is required to consider the draft APP as a draft budget. So we did that last year. We are not, because Parliament is not a government department, we do not fall. Our budget is not treated like other departments' budget. So what we have normally done is to receive the draft APP and budget, report on that, and then the Office of the Secretary normally informs us if that budget has changed since they presented it to us.
All right, Cindy, but there's nothing wrong in bringing it back, né?
On
the 19th, let us have it back now, so that we are sure what we will be dealing with in moving forward.
Yes, I was just emphasizing that we don't do an actual budget report, because we submit the report, but we do get the update.
It's an arm of state, it's not a department. Parliament is not a department. You know, agreed on that. And then let's go to the second. And then, but under our program, Cindy, I think it must indicate that the 30th is the debate on the budget. You know? I think it's part of the program of the committee. You know? Put the 30th of May as the debate of the budget, you know, of Parliament. It will be in the Good Hope Chamber in the afternoon.
I will update it properly before I share it with the
budget. Debate on vote 2. Debate on the budget of Parliament, yeah. And then we go to the second.
The higher house, Chair.
Sorry?
Can we include the higher
house? Where is the higher house? You know, when you go to America, the NCOP is the biggest house. When is the higher house?
The second can include, so that we don't focus only on NA, but also the NCOP. When
you
they
go
do
to go on the same day, ne?
Yeah, it can be the same day, because it's not deferred to.
Yeah. The CRKB, I remember the others were
so
on the
programming committee. We are fortunate to have Honorable Lesuma here.
Yeah.
They're not better.
Yeah. I think that's true. Let's put our Senate in. Also indicate when the Senate is going to present. The NCOP is going to deal with this budget, with the budget, not the budget vote. With the budget. And then we go on to the second. Yeah, this one is very important. That's what was arising out of the minutes which we had. that we needed a feedback on the issue of the regulations on land of FMAPPLA. And then what is needed, also there is on the 9th, we are going to need the speaker on the issue of medical aid, the medical aid. But what was also raised in the other minutes was the issue of the BRICS Parliamentary Forum meeting. I think that we must accommodate it somewhere, that we must have it. We must have a briefing from the side of the Secretary of Parliament and the Executive Authority. The issue of the BRICS Parliamentary Forum preparation, Parliamentary Forum preparation. I think that the issue of the ninth or the second will do. Which date will be more preferable? Cindy?
Yes, sir. I think the second, because of the 9th of June might be a lengthy discussion. So the 2nd of June, I could add the BRICS issue there.
BRICS Parliamentary Forum briefing. Yes. You can include it there, so that we do have that. And then the next one. No, I think the program for the quarter has been prepared. Can someone propose the adoption of this program with the amendments we inserted? Honorable team?
Chairperson, I just wanted to ask, can you hear me, Chairperson?
Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to ask a general question. I see that all our meetings are scheduled now for Friday mornings, which was generally fine in terms of virtual meetings. But you remember in the early part of the term when we were actually meeting in person, Fridays physically posed a bit of a problem. And I'm just wondering whether or not we're going to run back into that problem, because many of us leave and get back into our constituencies
on a
Friday morning in order to attend to oversight and that sort of thing. So is Friday going to remain for the remainder of this term? In other words, until 2024, are we going to consider going back to, if we're going to be meeting physically, are we going to consider going back to those Wednesday evening meetings, or whatever, when everybody's in Parliament? Because I do know that Friday physically started becoming quite a problem for all of us, which is fine in terms of virtual, but when it becomes physical, I know that myself and Honourable Singh had issues, and I'm sure other members had issues as well. We started having a big problem with quorum. So I just think I just want to flag that maybe for the remainder of this term up to the end of June, we stick to the Fridays, but we might need to think about that going into the future. I know none of us enjoy the Wednesday evening meetings, but it may become a reality. I just wanted to flag that. Thanks, Chairperson. I don't know how the other members of the committee feel.
No, thank you, Honourable Tim. I think that you are raising a very important point. That is the fiscal meetings, but what we must agree upon, first of all, that the scheduled joint standing committee meetings are usually scheduled for Friday. But what we can do is that we as a committee can decide that we can meet on the evening of Wednesday, in the evening after the sittings, because we cannot interfere with the sittings of either of the two houses. After the sittings, we can have that. But I think that we can leave it at the good hands of the co-chairpersons to look at that thoroughly, so that we address this issue we're raising about, because whatever we do, we must assess the impact we should have on the people on the ground. So the issue of going to the constituencies is also very important. So let's leave it to the capable hands of the co-chairperson and look at that. Honorable Sommer.
Thank you very much. I think Honorable Kim has raised an important part, and I take your counseling. Then I would like to move for the adoption of the program as a working document. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Honorable Soma. Honorable Soma has proposed that the program must be adopted, but we must go back to the other minutes because of the issue of the restoration of Parliament. We must chop and change the program. If there's any need for an urgent report on the side of the Parliament, we can schedule another meeting outside this. But the proposal that we adopt the program as standing as a working document. Honorable Maslow?
Yes, Chair. Good morning to you. Yes, I do agree with the adoption of this program as a working document. With those amendments, if need be, a time when there is a need for a certain amendment to allow the administration to take us where we need to be, if need be, specifically with regard to the issues of meetings of Fridays. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Honorable Marshall. I think, is there anyone who's objecting to the adoption of the program? I didn't think so. So, Honorable Members, thanks a million for attending this meeting and ensuring that all the backlog of the meetings and the reports have been dealt with. May you enjoy. Is there any announcement, Lindy, Cindy, before I join the meeting?
No, Chairperson, just that we have also just this one matter, since we have developed a whole year program, a draft, a provisional program based on our discussions of the 24th of February. That has also been shared with members, but we can consider that at a later stage.
All right. No, thank you, Cindy. So I'd really like to appreciate all the members who attended this meeting, and may you enjoy the other meetings you're going to attend. Have a splendid, fantastic weekend, and come back in force after the leave period. Reale buha, siabonga, baya tanki. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank
you, thank you,
thank you,
Chair.
My apologies, Chairperson and members.
All right.
It was out of my control.
GM, bye-bye, GM. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.